Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Right here at Rosie on the House, where we're talking about the cost of remodeling and teaching you tactics and strategies to use to define your project and establish a budget to make sure you're getting a good, fair return on your investment. And we've talked about the fact that you're not going to make a full return on it. It just doesn't, generally speaking, it just doesn't happen. The only time that the cost versus value, and not only do I have this Western Savings forecast from 1980, I also have the first cost versus value report ever published in 1987. And in all those years, there's only been one or two projects that you could get 100% return on your investment. And it was generally if you had a one bath or one and three quarter bath home, adding a second full bath, like the starter homes that John F. Long was building. Those are great homes. They're masonry built. Mr. Long built a good, solid house. It was a good investment. Those things are still standing. He did a good job. He was a good builder. But a lot of them were built as starter homes with one and three-quarter or one and a half baths.
Well, and at that time, that was standard across America.
That's exactly right. So you're not going to get 100% return. And if you're considering remodeling, you know, at Rosie on the House, we've got remodelers that pretty well cover most of Arizona. If you're down in Tucson, there's the Reuters at Assurance Builders. In Phoenix, in the West Valley, we've got TWD. In the Central Corridor, we've got Kirk Development. In the far Southeast Valley, we have Brad Christensen, BC Renovations. And in the Northeast Valley, you've got Rosie Wright Remodeling. And we pretty well go down to 60 and over to Central. So if you're east of Central and north of I-60, that's pretty much the area we operate in. We have done jobs in Gold Canyon. We just finished a job in Carefree in the Boulders. But generally, we stick to that Northeast because what we do is if you're in the far Southeast Valley or in the Central Corridor, we send you to one of our other contractors because we know they'll be priced fair and do the work correctly, and they'll be more efficient for you. And then if you've got a second home and you have a pyre, Coconino County, we've got JKC up in Flagstaff, and then my good friend Tom Riley, Renovations, who's been in Prescott for 40 years. So we've got you covered if you want to get a remodeling project done. Call one of the Rosie on the House certified experts, get them out to your house, and be open-minded about the budget, because you will be shocked. This family that I've talked about from the beginning of the show that we designed for in 2006. We did part of the remodel in 2012, and now they want to do the rest of it. The price has almost doubled. Almost doubled in the 13 years. I have to keep a superintendent right now. I have to pay him twice what I was paying him in 1999 and 2000. They're making twice. And that's just the going market rate. So, and that's just one person on your job. That goes for every single body involved in getting your job done.
So less says more a lot of times. Yes. When we're looking at this, especially if you're looking to sell. If it's going to cost you $15,000 to paint, let's say, the south and west side of your home, you're probably not going to recover that. You're not going to, that's not going to add $20,000 value to your property. So don't get sucked into, you got to do this, and this, and investing all this money that you're not going to recover with the intent to sell. Now, you that's don't want to so sell true. Something that's a dump.
Right. That's so true.
Either, but don't.
Romy, I've talked myself out of millions of dollars of remodeling because people say, I'm selling my house, I need to do this, and this. And I generally tell them, don't do one thing. That remodel we just finished in the Boulders was for a home that's been for sale for a while. And it was a repeat client. We had done work for her in the past. And she said, no, my realtor says this really does need to get done. And I tried to talk her out of it. we did it. They insisted. But generally
speaking, if you insist.
but generally speaking, if you're trying to fix it up to sell it, just shine it up and put it on the market, because you'll never get your money back out of a remodel.
And by shining it up, we're not saying put in a bunch of cheap flooring or this or that, because putting in cheap materials is not a responsible use of materials, because you're just going to have to rip it out. The next guy's going to have to rip it out and put something else in shortly behind you.
Yeah.
But a good cleaning.
Yeah. A couple painters I know do work for real estate flippers, and they always ask them, do you want a paint job or you just want the smell of fresh paint?
I'll open this can and leave it in the corner for you.